The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Welcome, everybody, to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and we're here this week with Katarina Nilsson, who is a creatress of magnitude in her own right, just a joy business facilitator, access consciousness facilitator, incredible artist, naming expert, mama, you name it, she does it. And we're talking this week about business as the adventure of living. And I am just so curious to see where we're going to go today. Welcome, Katarina.
Thank you so much, Heather. It's such a pleasure to be with you here on Voice America. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I love chatting with you and creating with you. So we're both Joy of Business facilitators, and which is a specialty class in Access Consciousness. And business being the adventure of living is actually it's actually like the tagline of Joy of Business, and it's one of the things that we are constantly going back to and playing with and creating around. And actually, one of the things that I have seen is that it's such a relief for people to actually have that possibility in their world, that business could actually be an adventure of not just the thing that you do that is your job that makes you money, but that is actually the creation of your whole life and living, and that everything is included in that. So if you're a parent, if you have a family, if you travel, if you love to go scuba diving, like it's all part of the adventure of the creation of your life and living. And Katarina, I feel like you, like I remember when I met you, I was like, wait, you have this amazing naming business, and wait, you're an artist and you have this amazing art business, and you kept like sharing things with me, and I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. So I'd love for you to just share that, how that whole world for you has, and like how you have created your life and living as an adventurer, and your business as the adventure of living.
Oh yeah. So yeah, my life is so much fuller and so much richer and so much more fun having this point of view that I can allow myself to see my whole life as an adventure, and also include things that were not business-like, but that truly gave me joy and pleasure in my business. So that's how it all started. I've been running my naming business since 2008 now, and Like four or five years ago, I had kind of a little down period. I didn't have so much joy in business at the time being. So I really looked for something that could give me all that geist and enthusiasm back again. And I found painting. Mm-hmm. And I started to paint. And it gave me, it was so fun. And I was in this, the sense of flow, and time just disappeared, and I painted and painted and painted. And what got created was, not only did I create an exhibition, and I actually saw that I could include that as one revenue stream in my business. And that was totally a crazy idea for me at first, because I was kind of in my square head of, I am a consultant, I cannot add painting as a business. That would be way too strange and crazy, but I did, and I also created the access business with the coaching and the classes, And my life now and earlier is, it's very different. Mm-hmm. So I create much more, I travel more, and I invite more adventures. So I'm truly super grateful for these amazing tools that we play with.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, me too. And isn't that, I love like the total sort of like in this reality that it's so random in a way that you could just start painting and that your whole life would expand and your business would expand and your money flows would expand. It's like, it's never a linear thing. And that's one of the things that I love so much about the Joy of Business and Access Consciousness is that it really is never, ever, this leads to this, leads to this, leads to this. And when we try to fit into that construct or that way of creating, it doesn't work. And I think so often we sort of know that, but we're like, well, this is how I'm supposed to do things, you know, and yet it doesn't fly, it doesn't work. And when we get this whole different invitation, you know, to be more chaotic and like spherical and all inclusive with what we're creating and how we're creating, it's like the entire universes can open up.
Yes. So how is it for you, Heather, if you look at your level of adventure? I know that you're a highly creative, magical person and businesswoman and mother and you name it. So how is it for you now if you compare to your life pre-adventures, I was to say?
Yeah, well, I think, like, where do I start? I've been in business for 20 years. I've owned my own business and been doing this type of work for that long. And, you know, so it was always something around just like, you know, creating a greater life and including the body and transformation and all of that. And I know for me, it was like, I saw it. You know, I mean, I really like I had one job for 9 months after I finished with grad school when I was 25 or something. And then I went, OK, I'm doing my own thing. And I went and I started a private practice as a psychotherapist and just, you know, like got into that whole world. And I was always looking for more, seeking more, asking for more in my business, asking for, you know, just more growth and creation and all of that. And I didn't actually really trust myself. I always sort of listened, you know, would look for the experts and what they had to tell me about business because I knew how to be a good student and I knew, you know, like I could always sort of like quote unquote get it right. Like I knew how to do that, but what I found out in that journey of having business coaches and taking all these programs over the course of 15 years that you know, it actually never really worked the way that I knew it could. It wasn't as fun as I knew it could be. And so I finally found Access Consciousness and really started playing with these tools and adding them into the loop of, you know, and just like creating from this invitation of like, hey, what if everything is included? And it's been so like, even just to go, wow, my children are a part of my business. Like, cause I think, as moms, it's so easy to sort of like separate out and go, you know, like there's me and then there's my business and then there's my kids and there's my relationship. Yes. And there's my, you know, like if I need to like take care of my body, that's over here. And when I started really allowing myself to be more of the chaos of in, like going, okay, yeah, so I'm with my kids, I could be working too, and I can like pop over to their school and, you know, go to an event and then go work and then have a meeting and I can work at midnight because that's fun for me. And, you know, and just letting myself be the chaos of that and including everything. What happened for me so many things have shown up from that, but one of the biggest things is I actually, I never really feel like I work anymore. But I don't ever feel like I don't, like, it's just like, my life and my living is a creation and it includes travel and it includes play and, you know, but I don't, it's not like I'm sort of like always working and never working at the same time. And I love that. Like I can't imagine, you know, being like, now I'm going on vacation and I'm not going to do anything for a week. You know, that would never, I'd be so bored. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And for me, what I see also is that adventure for me lives a bit outside of my comfort zone, mm-hmm. at least sometimes. Mm. So being willing to actually step out of the comfort zone a bit, I'm much more willing to be there and play in that playground than I have been before. And also I have decreased my level of control and mm. and letting the creation and the chaos be there to a much larger extent. Yeah. I'm still a control freak, but before I actually controlled things to death. And one example is that I actually had clients who asked me to, can I buy more from you? That is more a wider scope of services. And I said no, because that's what I'm offering. So that was totally my reality. And that's really, if you function from that, you're shrinking your life and shrinking it, and it diminishes more and more. And how fun is that? It's kind of killing your body and your happiness and your level of joy, your creation, everything.
Yeah.
So no more of that.
Yeah. So talk about that. Because that is like, I'm so glad you brought that up. Talk about the stretching into the beyond the comfort zone. Because that is something that I think you really have to be willing to get uncomfortable to play with this stuff. Because it's not what anybody has ever told us is how you create money or how you create business. And when money's involved, you know, people get into their like survival thing, and it's like, I can't veer too far off of what I've been told because I can't not have money, you know? And yet it's so funny. Like for me, it's like the more I stretch into this space that we're playing with here, the more money I create. So can you talk about that? Like what you've done, maybe some tools or that you've used to stretch into that zone of discomfort?
Yes. The first thing that came up for me is that, well, choice, to actually choose and to ask myself, okay, so what energy can I be to create with this and to expand this or to create further here? And also when stepping up, if we look at like our life as some kind of ladder, when you kind of climb up a bit, that can be really, it can be a bit scary or uncomfortable. Yeah. And it's like, hey, I don't recognize myself anymore. I don't recognize how people judge me. They have different points of view of me and of themselves, projections. And that can be really uncomfortable. So at one point, a few months back, to be honest, I was like, can I climb down the ladder, please? I don't want to be here, you know. I was in a really uncomfortable space. And then choice again. So, okay, so what energy do I need to be here?
Yeah.
Or even what am I not willing to be, that if I would be willing to be, it would change this with total ease.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
I love those questions. I love that. My favorite question right now is, what energy can I be to create with you? And asking that of my business and everything that I'm creating. It's like, and really, I mean, to me, this is like the super yummy part of this conversation. I mean, the whole thing is just so fun, but just that acknowledgement that the more we be, and the more we stretch into being more, and like the difference that we be, that is the fastest way to grow our businesses. And to me, that is such a relief, because it's like that, then there's nothing outside of us. You know, and those questions really expand that space, and we don't have to figure out how to be more or what to be, but just to ask, hey, what else can I be? What, you know, what energy can I be to create with you, and what's required? And it's like that, it gives us the space of being that allows us to have more possibility for creation more inclusion of everything in what we're doing and creating, and more business and greater money flows and all of that. It's, oh my gosh, one of my favorite topics for sure.
Yeah. And add allowance to that. And I'm happy to be in allowance of ourselves, even when we are not our most expansive and joyful moments, because those moments exist too. And what if we can allow ourselves to be cranky or feeling small one day, you know?
Yeah.
And then make another choice. Hey, now I'm ready to step up again. Yay.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's none of it's wrong or right, or it just is. That is so cool. Yeah. Oh, well, we can dive more into that and more after our break. So we're just right at our first break. So we will be back in a moment. This is Heather Nichols and Katarina Nelson on Creating Beyond Reality Radio.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
Hey guys. Psst, over here. Get this. Gary Douglas, the man, the myth, the legend, has a new class. It's a 2-day class that he's offering his own very self, and it's called Out of the Box. This class is 2 days long. It's happening on February 4th and 5th in San Diego, California, America, Earth, and March 4th and 5th in Munich, Germany, same planet. What's going to happen in this class? Gary's going to give us all the tools we need to break out of the limitations of our tiny little boxed-in realities. You ever feel like you're trapped and stifled and stuck and you can't quite put your finger on what it is or why it's happening? That's what this class is there to do. Break all those limitations apart so you can fly right on out of that box, just like those little puffy white peanuts do whenever you order like your supplements on the internet, and then they come and then you got peanuts all over your floor. But this will be a lot more fun. Where do you find out about it? www.garymdouglas.com/out of the box.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between, discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
The Voice America Live Events page is here now to showcase your corporate, individual, or organization's live event. Visit voiceamerica.com/live events to see all of our past live events and find out more. Whether it's a multi-day conference, special speaker, or single-day event, we've got everything to make your event a success. We can do a few hours or a few days. For more information about taking your event to the next level, call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or email info@voiceamerica.com. Again, that's Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or send us an email to info@voiceamerica.com.
Where can you listen to some of the world's top life coaches ready to share success tips and entrepreneurial guidance? The Voice America Empowerment Channel will do just that. Hear about personal growth, building a better business, inspirational life stories, and personal branding. You'll find it every day at voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we're here this week with Katarina Nelson talking about business as the adventure of living and creation and being and all kinds of delicious things. I want to talk about, we were just talking at the break about out creation, and it's a really fun topic. And I think a lot of people think, a lot of people haven't really ever heard that word. It's a word that we use in Access Consciousness and in Joy of Business that really is about creating more and being more. I mean, you know, a lot of what we were just talking about before the break of just being more of you. And that allows you to actually out-create you. And I think a lot of times people sort of misidentify that word as a replacement for competition. Like if I out-create somebody else, I'm competing with them, which isn't at all what it is intended to be the invitation for. So Katarina, like, you are somebody who is constantly out-creating yourself. And I know it's fun to play with that with each other too. And like the Joy Business Facilitators and just like, how can we inspire each other and all of us be out creating, like being inspired by what each other are creating and what we're creating and adding more and creating more and asking for more. So can you, I'd love to just hear your take on that.
Yeah. So it is a really beautiful question to ask oneself. So what energy can I be to outcreate myself today? And just open up for the possibilities and the choices that are available. And when we outcreate ourselves, it's really fun to start with. and that in itself is an adventure of living, for me at least. And it can also wake reactions in other people. Yeah. So I remember when I was about to buy my car a while back, and I got all these responses from my family. Oh, no, you shouldn't go for an Audi. They're so expensive. Why don't you look at Kia instead, or this or that? You know, all these pieces of advice that suddenly came from nowhere. And I was like, no way, that's not, you know. So what I saw was that they reacted and showed me what's their reality. And it had nothing to do with where I was at the moment and my reality. And then I could link that to, that could be one way of, am I out creating my family in this case or my friends? Mm-hmm. And we need also to be willing to be that and do that. So are you, everyone listening now, are you willing to outcreate yourself? Are you willing to outcreate your family, your friends, everyone you know, everyone you don't know? And everything that brings up, can we uncreate and destroy all that?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pot, call, mine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So truly, if we don't stop ourselves for anyone, what can we create?
Yeah, that is awesome. Yeah, and it's what's amazing about that is it is so, it's out creating other people in our lives, like that can upset them. You know, if you sort of go beyond the glass ceiling of your family or the amount of money that you're allowed to have or whatever. But it can also be this incredibly inspiring thing for people where they see you constantly out creating yourself and all the lies that you've been told around what this reality, you know, like what's allowed and what's acceptable and all of that. And then there's this invitation, you know, for people to actually start to play with that for themselves and what that creates. And I love that. Like, I love looking at what other people are creating and going, oh my gosh, that's so cool. I'm so inspired by that. And
yes,
we then get to include the energy of that in what we're being, in what we're creating, in what we can receive and what we can perceive, and add to that everything that we be and all the questions that we're asking for more. And then boom, like so much more gets to then flow through you. And to me, it's just this like constant, we talk about like the game of leapfrog. It's like this constant game of leapfrog where everybody just gets to, I think, truly, what would it be like if we had that as a reality on the planet, where people just were inspiring each other with their creativity and choosing to create more based on the inspiration of that rather than competition, or rather than, you know, keeping themselves small so as not to rock anybody's boat. That just feels so fun. And that really is an adventure. It really is an adventure of creation.
Yes.
When we definitely play like that.
I love that. And I love also to, so you inspire me hugely, Heather, in many, in various ways. And it's so beautiful also to see that when someone else is out creating her or himself, for example, and you can see how there is a constant expansion and, well, development in a way. And you can see that, why, she can do that? So I wonder what I can create here. Yeah. So that's exactly what you're talking about. And that is so, so beautiful. And we are very different. And I would say, I have another example when someone came to me and asked me, so how is your business going? And I said, well, now when I've included painting, the art business and the class and coach business, I started to talk, and I was interrupted by this person saying, hey, I didn't ask you about your hobbies. I asked you about your business.
Oh.
Meaning my naming business, which was
kind of
in this person's world, that was the business. Yeah, the other, you know, things.
They were hobbies. So funny.
Yeah, and I realized, oh yeah, we have very different realities here. Yeah. And I would encourage everyone to look around you, look for people that are truly inspirational, that truly have your back, who are creating a lot in the world, who function from very little judgment of themselves and their creations and you.
Yeah.
And go with these people. And the other people, maybe you can choose not to hang out so much with them. So it's pretty easy to see what people are, you know, more interested in limiting you than in encouraging and empowering you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. And it can be such a gift to have playmates that that just really do, like, they're interested in like celebrating with you what you're creating and showing up and being inspired by each other and inspiring each other. And I love that about, we always say, you know, the Joy Business Facilitators, we have a Skype chat group that is just like so yummy and delicious and such contribution. And we're always like contributing to each other and asking questions. And it's this total ground of contribution, you know, and inspiration. And there's nobody like asking anybody to stay small or wishing that, you know, you wouldn't create so much, or, you know, it's just like, wow, like, what can we be with each other, for the joy of business? What can we create together? What can we inspire each other to create more of and to outcreate ourselves? And, you know, and really this desire to have more joy of business in the world. My point of view is, gosh, you know, if the world, like if everybody in the world could even use one joy of business tool, wow, this planet would be a different place. And if we really got that, the thing that creates more money and more business is actually the joy, the being, the ease, the relaxation, the creativity, the inspiration. Wow, like the planet would be a lot happier.
Yes,
our bodies would be a lot happier.
Oh,
you know.
Oh yes.
Like, everything would be so different.
Yeah, I love what you said also about trusting you. And when we trust and we start trusting ourselves and not go to other people as the experts in different areas of our lives, we can actually tap into the knowledge. What if we know already? And also when it comes to adventure, so what do you know about what is adventure for you?
Yeah.
So it's also a great question to ask oneself. So what do I truly desire? What is adventure for me?
Yeah.
And see what would be like this tickling, exciting, vibrant, you know, sense. What would be really fun to play more with, and just add that to your life. Yeah. It doesn't have to mean, you know, that you need to quit your job and just go paragliding every day. That's not what I'm saying. So mm-hmm. what can you add right away that would yeah. add joy to you, to your life, to your body?
Yeah, and it is so amazing how it's like the painting thing for you, or, you know, and not that that's
it
the only thing.
It changed everything for me.
Yeah.
It changed everything for me. And yeah. from the start, I had absolutely no expectations. It added so much joy to me. So, and that joy didn't stay there with the paintings. It kind of...
Right.
It kind of
because that's not how it works.
So I had a lot more fun in my business, and my business mm-hmm. went better, and, you know, relationships were smoother, and
we did it. Katarina was here in Colorado this past summer. We had so much fun, and she did a creativity workshop, and we were painting, and we were playing with access consciousness clearings and tools, and truly that workshop opened up so much in my world. And I actually started doing some painting, and I remember, like, just even the painting that I created, it was just this like huge, like, we ended up using it for like some graphics for my business, and it was just like this like explosion of creation, you know, that yeah. really my whole business changed after that one workshop. It was so awesome. And I love that now, like, going, sometimes I just need to paint, or sometimes I just need to go for a run or a hike or go to yoga or have a massage. And that actually expands my business. And it's very chaotic, which is a good thing.
What have we decided that creation is that it isn't? And what have we decided that creation isn't that it is? So what if we don't create only when we sit at our desk and we concentrate and we focus very hard? That's rarely when we are the most creative, or we have this sense of flow. I would like to encourage everyone to discover and explore, when have you this this sense of creativity and flow the most in your life? Is it a time of the day? Is it a physical place? Or is it when this with other people, when you're alone? And explore that and see if you can allow yourself to be a little bit more in that.
Yeah.
So, and see what that can create and open up in terms of creation for you.
Yeah, that is so awesome. Hey, do you have any more of those? Have you done any more of the creative, I can't even remember the name of it, but the painting creation workshops or anything else? Like, I'd love for you to let people know how to find you and what's coming up in your world that they could tap into.
Well, you can find me. I have for the katarinanilsson.com is my website. I have a few classes around money coming up, how to become money workbook, and the advanced workbook as well. And also the specialty class, creating your own financial reality. And these are all via Zoom, so they are, global.
Yeah,
so
awesome.
That's really fun. I don't have a creative flow workshop up right now, I have a few people who are really waiting for it. So let's see what we can create. Then we have our adventure upcoming.
Yes.
Yay.
We're going to be actually facilitating together. I'm so excited for this.
Me too.
We're going to co-facilitate an Access Business 101 and 102 class. So these are the Joy of Business core classes in Napa, California. So talk about adventure of living and beauty and elegance and delicious wine and vineyards. And the Napa Valley in California is truly one of my favorite places on the planet. It's such a beautiful, beautiful place. So much abundance. And it actually is a place where there is a joy of business that, like, the people there love the land and they love the wine and the food. And there is this joy of living that exists there that I haven't seen in very many other places. And I'm so looking forward to facilitating those classes with you.
than me yeah. too. And I've never been there. So, and talk about asking, you shall receive. I have for a long time been asking for, so what would it take for me to travel to San Francisco? And now even to Napa Valley and so facilitate cool. and yeah, hang out with yeah. lovely people. So yeah. yeah, I'm so looking forward.
That is so cool. Me too. Yeah, so we're actually going to be there in June. June, if I can remember the dates. I'm so bad with dates, but the beginning of June.
5th to the 7th,
yeah. And then there's a day break, and then there's actually the Joy Business Facilitators class, which if you're an Access Consciousness Facilitator or you're going to be one by June, that is available to you with Simone Melissus, which is really, so we get a week, more than a week in Napa. And
I don't forget any better than that.
I know. So you can find out about all of those classes on accessjoyofbusiness.com. That's where you can go to, you know, play more and find out more. And yeah, I'm just so looking forward to that. So cool. Well, we are at our second break now. So we will just pause here and be back in a moment. This is Heather Nichols with Katarina Nilsson on Creating Beyond Reality Radio.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Hey guys. Psst, psst, over here. Get this. Gary Douglas, the man, the myth, the legend, has a new class. It's a 2-day class that he's offering his own very self, and it's called Out of the Box. This class is 2 days long. It's happening on February 4th and 5th in San Diego, California, America, Earth, and March 4th and 5th in Munich, Germany, same planet. What's going to happen in this class? Gary's going to give us all the tools we need to break out of the limitations of our tiny little boxed-in realities. You ever feel like you're trapped and stifled and stuck and you can't quite put your finger on what it is or why it's happening? That's what this class is there to do. Break all those limitations apart so you can fly right on out of that box, just like those little puffy white peanuts do whenever you order like your supplements on the internet, and then they come and then you got peanuts all over your floor. But this will be a lot more fun. Where do you find out about it? www.garymdouglas.com/out of the box.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Become a member of VoiceAmerica.com. It's easy and best of all, it's free. Start out by going to our homepage or any of our channels and click register at the top. Once you've created an account and signed in, you can create your own custom library, opt into our newsletter, search by show, host, guest, or topic of interest, or browse millions of hours of content across all of our Voice America radio channels. Membership gets you more. Visit VoiceAmerica.com today to get started and tailor the listening experience to your taste.
You need to live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Our listeners have told us that they want to be motivated, hear about success stories and positive encouragement around the clock. And we've responded to you. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's here at VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at HeatherNichols.com. That's Heather at HeatherNichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols here with Katarina Nilsson this week, talking about business as the adventure of living. And what an amazing, juicy conversation we've had so far. We were just chatting about at the break about creativity and actually monetizing your creativity, which I think a lot of people that seems to be sort of a sticking point for people where it's like, yes, yes, create. And then I need the money. And somehow people seem to think that it's not, they don't go together, or there's a stopping point there. And I know, Katerina, you know a lot about this. You've written a chapter in a book about this. So can you just share some of your brilliance around this area?
Well, yes. So I think one thing that people sometimes do is they mix up the value of themselves and their creations. So sometimes when you have created something and you make your creation yourself in some way, and if someone comes up to you and they judge what you have created with some criticism or whatever it is, it feels like you are denied, or you are rejected, or you are have no value yourself. So what if we could turn that around and we could see that everything that we create could be a book, a painting, a business project, anything, a poem, they are entities of their own. And they also have a consciousness of their own. Mm-hmm. So we can actually communicate and we can ask questions of them, and we can actually ask them to step up and to contribute as well. So, and from that perspective, it can be easier to see that someone else's points of view around this creation, this painting, or the chair you have produced or whatever it can be, they are just interesting points of view. They have nothing to do with you, nothing to do with your value as a person or as a creator. So that, to start with, I think can help.
It's amazing how just being in conversation with your creations and acknowledging that they aren't you and they do have an energy of their own it's such a different space of creating and functioning. And we can receive so much more when we're willing to function from that space and really get that, we're not really doing this on our own. Like, business is not this like solo uphill, endeavor where it's like I'm carrying the entire world on my back and everything that I would like to create and everybody that I'm paying that works in my business, and I have to come up with all of this money and I have to, it's like, it's so different. It's so different than that if you have a different point of view and you're willing to include everything and receive everything. Wow.
Yeah, definitely. And it's so cool also that conversation you can have when it comes to, well, monetizing, then we go into, okay, so that means selling my stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And it could mean that. So what we can do is that we can ask our book, for example, okay, book, so are we done now? So are you willing to be published, for example? Yeah. Or a painting, would you like to be sold? Mm-hmm. And when you get like this, yes, and you are willing to let go of the painting, which is also crucial, otherwise it will be difficult to get it sold, then you can go into the next set of questions. So, okay, painting, so what price would you like to be sold for? And you can actually get the awareness of that. So that's a really different space than if you go into and you compare how other people, other painters, artists price their pieces according to experience or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that could also be, for me at least, that's a lot more freedom in that perspective.
Yeah, I remember, actually that reminds me of a story that Gary Douglas told in a class one time, who's the founder of Access Consciousness. And he was talking about this land that these people had for sale, and they were trying to sell it, and it was a multi-million dollar property, and I think they were trying to sell it for like, $7 million or something, and they couldn't sell it. And they were looking, and from this reality, you would go, well, we should probably lower the price. And he said, well, ask the land what it wants to be sold for. And it was actually like, $12 million or something. It was a lot more than what they were actually selling it for. And so they were willing to actually follow the energy, and they bumped it up to $12 million, and they sold it instantly. And it was just like, whoever was looking for it was looking for a $12 million piece of land, And I mean, it's sort of like, that's a huge, amount of money and all of that. But for, you know, but there are people that actually were, like, they wouldn't even look at something that was less. And it's just sort of following the energy and having those conversations and asking the questions and being willing to be chaotic and being like, yeah, in this, you know, if you were going functioning from linearity, you would price something at this, or, you know, lower the price if it doesn't sell, or, but what if it actually sometimes wants to go up, you know? And it, when you're willing to really look at the energy and be in conversation with your creations, there's so much that can, like, it's just, there's an ease of creation that is just so different than when we try to think everything through.
Yeah, totally. And also look at, so what is it that would like to be created by you?
Yeah.
And how different are you? And are you willing to turn up the weird and be the weirdo and the weird creator you truly be? So if we look around and well, just David Bowie came up in my awareness now. So did he ever create to get other people's acceptance or no, he was kind of in the front and creating really weird stuff. And some of that stuff and his music also could be commercial, and some of it did not in the same way. So if you are an artist or you create in this world, so what is it that you, what ways are fun for you to create? What is fun for you to create? And let it be as personal, unique and different that you would like it to be.
Yeah.
Don't adjust to other people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So out-create yourself and be as weird and unique that you really are.
Yeah.
So
yeah, this is such a, it really is such a completely different conversation and different, like a whole different universe with creation and business. And I love like that these tools just keep on going and keep on giving, and like they just, there's really no end to how much you can receive from this stuff. And I'm so grateful, because, you know, so many of us would just get bored.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I used that tool, it kind of worked, whatever, you know. It's like more. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when we get bored, that's not really where we are our most creative. So what else can we play with? What else can we try? Is there another way of writing, or, you know, whatever it is that we are creating, or in business?
Yeah.
So what else would I like to play with? And just jump.
Just jump. Yeah, totally.
Play with it.
Totally. That's so awesome.
Just be courageous and see what you will create. So what if there is no such thing as a failure, or everything is just more awareness?
Yeah.
And we learn so much.
Totally. And there's something so fun about that. Like, some people think, oh, it's kind of scary, but it's actually exciting for most of us to jump into that chaotic space of creating. That is a much, much more of a match for how most of us that are interested in these types of conversations actually function in the world.
Yeah, and then we can add what most people on this show probably have heard already, that money follows joy.
Mm-hmm.
Joy doesn't follow money necessarily. So when we are in this creative space of and the space of enthusiasm as well, then it's easier also to be grateful for us and for what we are creating.
Yeah.
And we can receive more and we can create more. So what would it take for us to be more in that and create from that space?
Yeah. I wonder.
It's so different.
It's so different. Yeah. And actually, I want to also invite people. I do a 6-month business creation intensive, and it's really just a total playground for everything we're talking about here and beyond, called the Generative Business Pods. And it really is like, because this is such a different universe of creation, and it can be really awesome to be in a conversation. It's basically a weekly conversation. We have different types of calls. People are grouped into small groups where we meet once a month and really dive into everybody's individual questions. And then we have large group calls and Zoom calls and technology support and all of that stuff. And really the primary conversation is what would be fun for you to create, and creating from being more and allowing you being more to be the source for the expansion of your business and the expansion of your money flows and the joy of that and getting into the chaos of creation. And we're actually starting a new group is forming right now. There's some really amazing people coming to play, and we're going to be kicking that off March 7th. And we've already sort of started a little bit of a pre-party. I have a 30 days of acknowledgement program that we started about a week ago that is lead up to the pods. So it's included for everybody who joins the business pods. And if you would like to know more about that, you can go to heathernichols.com/businesspods and find out more about how it all works and all of that. So it's a fun space.
I know that it is a fun space because I am and have been part for this 6 months in the Generative Business Pods. And I must say it's amazing. And talking about inspiration and be there with 25 people, and you see how their businesses and lives just take off. It's like 25 rockets out creating themselves and ourselves all the time. And having you there as the rock steady, knife sharp facilitator as you are, it's amazing. And also with the different topics, it's really, and it's not a set agenda of topics either. So you've actually been asking, so what is it that you would like to have more of? Yeah. So it's really custom made and tailored for us in the group. Yeah. I'm super grateful for these months and having that space every week for 6 months. It's beautiful.
Wow. So thank you. Thank you. That is so, yeah. Wow. I'm not sure that there's really anything that I've found so far that excites me more and makes me just so happy than to see people actually really get that they can create anything from joy, from what they truly desire, like that they can create a life and a living and a business that they actually truly desire and would love and like are excited to show up for every day. And it's so fun to see too, like people have joined the business pods and they've been like, I don't have a business, but it's really light for me to do this. And then their whole body changes, or their whole, you know, relationship with money changes, or, you know, their all this family stuff that's been holding them back changes. Cause we really do go everywhere, because as we've been talking about today, it's like, you know, there could be things in your life that might not seem to have anything to do with your business that really do. What if you choose those things, or if you let go of those things or whatever, your whole business and everything that you create can exponentialize. And sometimes it's just not a linear thing of like, well, we're going to only talk about your business. You know, it's like, we might actually need to look at your relationship with your mom, or what's going on in your household, or what's up with your body, or... And that is the thing that then unlocks everything else. And I love the chaos of that. It's really fun to use all the tools and apply them to the conversation of creation and what business can be, and the joy of that. And I love actually how it's fun seeing too how the joy of business and the business pods really contribute to each other, because I have worked with a lot of people who have done both. And they're very different and very just super generative. Everybody listening, like, come and play, like whatever lights you up. Maybe it's just listening to more of these radio shows. There's lots and lots of shows around all of this, and or taking a Joy Business class, or coming and playing in the pods. It's all a playground that's available to you. So thank you so much, Katarina, for being here.
Oh, thank you, Heather. It's been a pleasure. It's so much fun to create with you.
Yeah, and you can find Katarina at katarinanelson.com. And I just look forward to what else and where else and, you know, where I wonder where we can all go from here and how much more fun we can all have with creation. So, yeah, thank you so much for everything that you be and create in the world. And, yeah, more, please.
Yes. Thank you so much, everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.